Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
As John mentioned, we're live here at Texas A&M. We're hanging out. We're talking some football. And a guy who's really fast. I mean, yeah. Kind of fast.
No, he's really fast.
Christian, do you like? Are you fast or really, really fast?
I'd like to think I'm really fast.
Yeah, he's really fast.
Christian Kirk, wide receiver, joining us here on ESPN 97.5. You won't remember me, but I was in Baltimore when you were at the Under Armour thing for the top 100 players. Yeah. Sean Salisbury and I were hanging out with you. We did an interview with you before, you know, when you were still in high school.
Right.
And you were coming from Arizona, and you come to Texas now, and you've been here. Now you're a Texan, right? Am I right or am I right?
Nah.
No, you're still
I wouldn't claim myself a Texan.
You're not a Texan yet.
I still got to hold it down for Arizona.
Oh, come on. We're like Arizona. It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. But, okay, so the transition here and Aggieland and everything else, you've had a pretty nice career so far, 163 catches in your first couple of years. When you're looking back now, just even 2 years in, this was the right call for you.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, a lot of people always ask me if I could go back and do it again, would I make the same decision? And every time I go back, you know, I for sure would choose Texas A&M. It's, you know, become a second home for me. They just welcomed me in with open arms and, you know, just building this relationship with my brothers and my teammates. And this coaching staff has been the same to me, you know, when they were, you know, recruiting me. And it's just been a blessing to be able to come in here and represent Texas A&M well every Saturday when we hit the field. So it's been an honor to go out there, you know, in Kyle Field and make big plays. And it's something that, you know, it's hard to explain how special it is to me.
Christian Kirk joining us with Granato and Raheel. And as John mentioned, junior year now, and you know, when 2 years ago you're looking at it and you're making the plays and it's exciting, you're the younger guy. Now you're the veteran on this team. You're the guy that's probably walking all the younger guys through this, and you're a leader on this team.
Right.
How's that, and how's that like being that one of those leaders, and what's that challenge like?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's something different, you know, like you said, from my past, you know, 2 previous years. But it's just a leadership role that I've taken upon myself, especially in the offseason, to, you know, especially within the receiver group to, you know, get these younger guys ready to go out there and play. You know, especially in the SEC, you know, we got to have them ready to go, you know, go out there and play, you know, with Josh and Ricky and Speedy and, you know, Jeremy and other guys like that leaving, you know, we had a lot of guys leave. So that's a lot of, you know, catches that need to be replaced. And, you know, we have the talent to do it. It's just, you know, me becoming a better leader in the offseason, just developing that and, you know, making sure that, you know, I'm holding them to a high standard every day.
Christian Kirk here with us on ESPN 97.5. You're home for the Aggies in Houston. You're thicker than I remember you. Well, of course, you were in high school, and now what? Right. What do you, and you got to maintain your speed, but you got to get bigger. Mm-hmm. How is that? How are you doing that?
You know, I think the biggest part is, you know, being able to you know, recover right. You know, when you're working out, you know, being able to recover and you know, let your body, you know, recover, and that's how it gets bigger, because, you know, we're breaking down those muscle fibers, and, you know, they got to recover, and that's how they get bigger. And you know, diet's a big piece. We have one of the best, you know, nutrition you know, facilities here, and you know, with what they give us, and just there's so many tools here. And, you know, I think that's just the biggest thing, is using all the tools that they give you and provide to you. And if you do that, you can become the best football player you can be.
Now, are you when you first got here, were you on a strict diet, or did it take you a while? Because a lot of young guys, you know, when you first get to college, it's that, all right, I'm on my own, and there's a lot of fast food involved.
Right.
There's a lot of just, it's college lifestyle.
Yeah.
How was that transition for you from the nutritional side? Because as you mentioned, that is – that's like 80% of it,
right?
The gains that you get from the nutritional side, as versus you can lift all you want, but if you're eating like crap, it's not going
to
help.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. It's something I had to, you know, had to formulate, you know, once I got older. In high school, you can kind of eat whatever you want and go out there and play and, you know, not feel it. And especially freshman year, you go up there in our nutrition center and it's buffet style. So you can go in there and eat whatever you want, however much you want. So, I mean, it's good, you know, if you're a lineman or whatnot, trying to put on weight. But for me, you know, after after my freshman year, you know, I had to change it up a little bit.
The freshman 25?
Yeah, no, not 25. But I think I would be playing running back if that was the case. But, no, it's something, especially this offseason, that, you know, I took upon myself and, you know, really – you know, formulated a strict diet, and you know, that was unique to my body and you know, what I like. So you know, like you said, it was something that I had to formulate once
I
got
older. Are you tired of grilled chicken?
No, not yet, thank goodness. I'm able to, you know, switch it up pretty good.
You got a lot more than that.
A lot of grilled chicken, sweet potatoes.
Got a lot more than that.
That's where, hey, trust me, I'm old. You still got to eat grilled chicken. Hey, the preseason media and the coaches, they all recognize your return ability, your first team, LS. When are they going to recognize your pass catching and get a little respect for that? Let's go.
I guess I got to, you know, turn it up a little bit more this year. You know, I do. You know, I take that upon myself. You know, not satisfied with the first 2 years I put together. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, develop my game a little bit more. You know, offensively, and, you know, really showing people that I'm a true receiver, not just a slot receiver, that I'm a true receiver, you know, that does short, intermediate, and can be a deep threat. So, you know, just really looking forward to go out there this season and showing every aspect of my game.
So what did you work on in this offseason? And by the way, today it's the first practice. You guys are going to be in shorts, and you know, it's going to be light and whatnot. But what did you work on this offseason to show the rest of the nation about those skills that you just talked about?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the big things was just going up and high-pointing the ball. You know, there were some opportunities last year where I thought I could attack the ball a little bit more. But, you know, every, you know, aspect from, you know, beating press and, you know, the top of your routes, you know, little things such as that. You know, I think that's just the biggest thing is, you know, finding separation, especially in this league. You know, you're always going to see man coverage, always going to have somebody on you. So I think just whatever aspect you can find to, you know, find separation, you know, was the biggest thing for me and this off season. So just developing little things like that.
Have you talked to anybody in the NFL? I know that they've got, you know, guys that will tell you where you're at, what you need to do, how you're considered in the NFL. We saw, you know, Ricky Seals is a bigger guy. Josh, they're bigger guys. But we did see John Ross go early in the draft. Your stature is a little bit more like that. What have they been telling you about where you're at as far as an NFL guy?
Nothing really. Nope. Right now. That's nothing that I'm focused on right now. I'm really just focused on this season. Going out and make sure, you know, we're winning football games and being the best that I can be to contribute to that. You know, winning is number one for me right now. I'm blocking everything else right now. It's day one of fall camp, and I'm going to be locked in, you know, for the whole rest of the season. This is the only thing I'm focused on is these dudes in this building and what this team does.
That's nice. That's but your dream is to play in the league, right?
Without a doubt. Yeah. You know, it's always going to be in the back of your head, but it's nothing that you should be focused on right now. I mean, I'm still a junior, you know. You know,
you plan on being here for 4 years?
I'm going to play this season out, and then wherever it takes me, then, you know, that's where I'm going to go.
Got Christian Kirk joining us on ESPN 97.5 live from Texas A&M today. You announced that you're going dark for the season on Twitter, stopping with social media.
Yep.
I can't even imagine. Yeah, that's a great call, by the way. But I can't even imagine what your Twitter mentions are like on a game day, especially after a loss. There's a lot of crazy fans out there. Was that part of it, or what was the reasoning behind it?
Well, I think you know, it's common now, you know, especially for a lot of, you know, football, you know, college football players around the country, you know, to do that. Only because, you know, like you said, the fans, you know, they can be crazy, but it's because they love it. They love college football and they care about it. So, you know, they're always going to be able to voice their opinion, and Twitter gives them a platform to do that. I think the biggest thing is, you know, when you have low times and, you know, and they strike at you, some guys take it, you know, get the wrong way and get down on themselves or whatnot. And, you know, when they're doing great, you know, sometimes it gets to the head and they get a little complacent. So I'm not saying, you know, whichever way affects me. But I think, you know, no matter what, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, looking at your mentions, looking at your name, seeing what people are saying about you. You should just be focused on what the coaches are telling you, what your teammates are telling you, and just the production that you're going on the field. Nobody can fix that but you. So it's a good thing to, you know, turn it off and just, you know, be focused in, locked in, and ready to go.
Jake, Christian Kirk with us here on ESPN 97.5. I know everybody's at, well, which quarterback is it? I mean, like, you're going to pick the quarterback, right?
Right.
But, okay, tell us about their strengths, though. Jake, what's his strength?
his experience is number one. You know, he's been, you know, able to come in and, you know, step up for us, you know, when, you know, we had Trevor get hurt last season, even the season before, you know, when we had Kyle, you know, that got hurt, and, you know, Kyler, you know, they both had some injuries, and Jake was able to come in and step up. So I think experience is number one for him. He's smart, and, you know, I know he's always going to be consistent and be there.
What about Nick Starkle?
Big arm, has a big, talented arm. You know, he's smart, and he just has fun with the game. I think that's the biggest thing with him. He's, you know, always out there having fun. But when it comes to arm talent, he's real talented.
How about Kellen?
Kellen, you know, he just has that calm demeanor about him. You know, it doesn't really seem like any moment's too big for him. Came in here from day one, and it was just calm. And, you know, he has that athletic, you know, trait about him. He can run. He's a lot faster than people think he is, so you know, we're excited about all three of them.
And there's more. Anybody sneaky for you?
Not right now. I think those are the three guys right now that you know, I think are going to give us the best opportunity to win.
Yeah. Man, it's going to be a big season. It was nice talking to you and catching up with you. We have to ask you one question. John and I were talking about this before the show. So J.J. Watt yesterday released his Texans colorways on his new shoes.
Okay.
And I said I would rock them. I think they look awesome, and it's like Captain America shoes, okay? We want to know, would you rock these right here? The blue colorways?
I don't think I'd rock them, to be honest.
It's just not you.
It's not me.
It's just too Captain America.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
That legit look, if Captain America had to design some shoes, no. He's going, based on
they're,
those.
They're JJ Watt.
Yeah, that's exactly what JJ
Watt. But show him James Harden's runners up.
Oh, you want to see the runner ups? Have you seen those yet? The James Harden MVPs, which were runner ups pretty much.
Well, we call him the runner up.
Yeah.
He's been runner up. And you run in them, so I mean, I think it just makes sense if they just if he just name them.
Let me see if I can find them.
You can't find them.
Yeah, I can't find them right now. But
you like a white? Okay, so they're all white, but they've got the gold Adidas logo.
Yeah,
what do you think?
You've seen the Hardens, right? I mean, you guys are in Adidas school, so you guys see all the shoes.
Yeah.
See, John's not about that boost life. He's not about the boost life.
But the Steph Currys are like nurses' shoes.
Yeah. Right? All right, here you go. Here are the James Hardens right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like them?
I like them.
You like them?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I think he has to like them, right?
Yeah, right. JJ's too Captain America. Hey, that's Christian, funny. We appreciate it, man. Yeah. We're looking forward to a big season this year. It's an important year, obviously, around here. So we appreciate you being here, and best of luck this year. We'll be rooting for you.
Appreciate that.
All right, Christian Kirk right here on ESPN 97.5.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.